Ichimota.
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名举办圣餐。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we conduct the sacrament of Holy Communion.
一起来唱诗296首。
Let us sing hymn 296.
助力。
Please remain standing.
我们一起低头来默想主耶稣当日为我们牺牲在十字架上的场景。
Let us bow our heads and remember and consider the day that Jesus gave his life for us.
再一次的把它活化在我们的心中。
Picture that scene in our heart.
我们一起同心低头默想。
Let us bow our heads in meditation.
Amen, 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们感谢神在我们这一次灵恩布道会的带领。
We thank God for guiding our spiritual convocation.
也赏赐我们四位新的同龄加入我们属灵的大家庭。
And for granting us four new brothers and sisters into this family of His.
在我们真耶稣教会五大教义里头有三大圣礼。
Among the fiveDoctrines of True Jesus Church, there are three sacraments.
那符合这圣礼有它必备的条件。
And there are criteria for something to become a sacrament.
第一个就是要主耶稣亲自设立、亲自示范。
The first is that Jesus Christ Himself established the sacrament and set an example for us.
第二个条件是主耶稣吩咐门徒要遵行。
And the second is that.Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to do likewise.
那第三个条件就是跟我们得救有绝对的关系。
And the third is that a sacrament must have a direct relationship to our salvation.
无论是洗礼、刚刚的洗脚礼，以及我们现在要举办的圣餐礼，都符合这三大要件。
And the three sacraments that fulfill these criteria are baptism, foot washing,And Holy Communion.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，耶稣接过杯来祝谢的说：“你们拿这个，大家分着喝。”十八节。
18.
我告诉你们。从今以后不再喝这葡萄汁直到只等神的国来到19节
19
又拿起饼来祝谢了就掰开递给他们说这是我的身体为你们舍得你们也应当如此行为的是纪念我20节
20
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我血所立的新约是为你们流出来的在这里我们看到主耶稣在逾越节的晚上他设立的圣餐。
On the night of the Passover, Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion.
并且他吩咐门徒应当如此行。
He also commanded his disciples to do this.
所以我们看到圣餐是耶稣亲自设立并且亲口吩咐门徒要遵行的。
So Jesus Christ himself, set an example of the Holy Communion and commanded his disciples to do it.
那圣餐跟我们的得救有绝对的关系。
And the Holy Communion has a direct relationship to our salvation.
我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章五十三节
John chapter 6 verse 53
五十三节耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们你们若不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里面五十四节
54
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生在末日我要叫他复活五十五节
55
我的肉真是可吃的我的血真是可喝的56节
56
吃我肉喝我血的人藏在我里面我也藏在他里面在这一段经文的记载 我们知道啊，主耶稣是指着圣餐说的。
And in this passage, Jesus Christ was talking about the Holy Communion.
哦，凡领受圣餐的人，在末日啊，要复活，要承受永生。
The person who partakes of the Holy Communion will inherit eternal life and shall be resurrected on the last day.
领受圣餐的人，在今生得享与主耶稣基督团契在一起。
And a person who has a part with the Holy Communion has a part with the Lord Jesus on earth and all of his blessings.
哦，所以圣餐跟我们的得救有绝对的关系。
That is why the Holy Communion is directly related to our salvation.
哦，这也是为什么啊，我们哦如此慎重的原因。
And that is why it is a solemn occasion.
哦，啊，对于啊有些弟兄姐妹来说，哦，关于领受圣餐，哦，有两极化的现象。
There may be two extreme reactions among members when we partake of the Holy Communion.
哦，有一些信徒啊，不太重视领圣餐。
Some members don't think of it as very serious.
哦，对他们来说，他认为圣餐的道理哦，已经知道就可以了。
They think that they already know the teachings of the Holy Communion.
哦，领不领没有关系。
So it doesn't matter whether or not they come and partake of the Holy Communion.
哦，这是错误的。
And that is wrong.
哦，因为我们从刚刚约翰福音六章，我们知道领受圣餐跟我们的得救有绝对的关系。
As Jesus Christ said in John chapter 6, it is important to our salvation.
哦，那还有一种信徒啊，对领受圣餐哦是另外一种极端。
Yes, some other members have a different extreme.
哦，道理有没有听没有关系哦，只要领就可以。
It doesn't matter whether or not I come regularly to sermon. I can just show up for Holy Communion.
哦，所以在我们这个各教会的举办圣餐都可以看到他的身影。
So you see members who show up on the last day of the spiritual convocation for Holy Communion.
哦，甚至赶不到这个参加圣餐的道理听不到赶不及听道理请传道帮他保留他会赶过来领的。
And some may even ask the pastor to save a portion for them because they cannot make it to the service.
哦，这虽然精神可嘉但是有点把这个圣餐当成属灵的维他命大补丸在看。
But even though that spirit is still admirable, but they're treating the Holy Communion as if it's some boost that they can take occasionally.
这两种都是极端
These are two extreme views on the Holy Communion.
那到底我们应当用什么样的态度跟动机来领受圣餐？
What is the correct attitude we should have toward the Holy Communion?
请看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23.
23节，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。24节。
24.
祝谢的就掰开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍得。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。25节。
25.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。26节。
26.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。27节。
27.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血。28节。
28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。29节。
29.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。30节。
30.
因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。31节。
31.
我们若是先分辨自己，就不至于受审。在这里保罗再一次的教导哥林多教会的信徒有关领受圣餐的事情。
The Apostle Paul reminded the members of the Corinthian church the truth of the Holy Communion.
因为在哥林多教会对于领受圣餐的这个事情有了混乱。
Because they were different teachings and chaos in the church regarding the Holy Communion.
哦，不但没有办法因为领受的主的身体、主的血而得到益处、得到造就。
They were not blessed or edified by partaking of the Holy Communion. 哦，
反而受到咒诅败坏。
In addition, they were further cursed and destroyed.
哦，所以保罗再一次的把领受圣餐的真道教导哥林多教会。
So Paul wrote here to teach them the truth of the Holy Communion.
哦，在这里保罗一开始谈到圣餐的意义。
He first reminded them and told them the meaning of the Holy Communion.
哦，圣餐是为了纪念主的死而设立的。
The Holy Communion was established in remembrance of the death of Christ.
哦，为什么要纪念主的死呢？
Why should we remember the death of Christ?
主的死有这么重要吗？
How is his death so important?
哦，世上的人经常喜欢过生日，哦，不愿意谈死的。
People like to celebrate birthdays, not death.
哦，所以就连圣经没有记载耶稣降世的日子，也要发明一个圣诞节来纪念。
Therefore, even though the Bible never records the specific date of the birth of Christ, people invented Christmas to celebrate his birth.
哦，但是对于圣经啊，教导要纪念主的死。却往往忽略了。
But even though the Bible teaches us to remember the death of Jesus Christ, many people overlook that.
哦，所以这里为什么保罗特别强调，哦，也是主耶稣当日的教导要纪念他的死。
But Paul teaches the same teachings as Jesus Christ. We do this in remembrance of his death.
哦，因为主耶稣来到世上的目的就是要为罪人代死。
Because the Lord Jesus came to Earth to die for sinners.
借着耶稣的代死，才有救恩的救恩的成就。
Because he died for us, we are saved.
哦，我们才能够因着耶稣的代死，赦免了我们的罪，成为新造的人。
Because he died for us, our sins are forgiven, and we are born again.
哦，恢复神儿女的身份，承受神在创世所预备好的产业。
Because he died for us, we're restored as His sons and daughters, and have a part in the inheritance in heaven.
所以耶稣的死跟我们的得救有关系。
So his death is what has saved us.
哦，所以耶稣要我们纪念他的死。
Jesus Christ commanded us to remember this death.
不要忘记他的恩他的恩典代死的恩典。
Now we shall never forget this great blessing and grace from him.
哦，以及我们是重价所买回来的。
Now we were purchased with a great price.
是耶稣用他的死所赎回来的。
The price is the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以在这里借着办圣餐，要我们经常的记住我们的身份以及我们的价值。
And in, during the Holy Communion, we should remind ourselves how important it is to remember the death of Christ and how valuable it is.
哦，这个是我们举办圣餐的意义，为的就是纪念主的死。
The meaning of the Holy Communion is to remember the death of Jesus Christ.
那再来，我们要怎么样来领受这个圣餐
？And how shall we partake of the Holy Communion？
在这里保罗教导我们要按理来吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
And Paul teaches us to do so in the correct manner.
圣餐是耶稣基督所设立的。
Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion.
吩咐门徒应当要遵行的。
He commanded his disciples to do it.
哦，所以我们举办圣餐也要按照耶稣所教导的真理来举办。
Therefore, we must conduct the Holy Communion exactly as our Lord commanded it.
哦，圣餐是耶稣在逾越节所设立的。
And Jesus established the Holy Communion in the Passover.
哦，他本身就是逾越节的羔羊。
Because he himself was the Passover lamb.
哦，所以今天我们在领受圣餐，必须要照耶稣当日设立的这个圣餐的精神来遵守。
And therefore, when we conduct the Holy Communion in the same spirit as Jesus Christ did during Passover.
哦，逾越节是除酵的日子。
The day of Passover is a day, it's a day without leaven.
哦，酵。在圣经里头，在犹太人的宗教观念里面，代表着罪。
Because in Jewish traditions, leaven or yeast represents sin.
哦，今天我们因着耶稣基督的代死，他宝血的洗礼，我们已经除罪了。
And through the death of Jesus Christ, our sins have been removed.
哦，我们已经得到了洁净。
We have been cleansed.
哦，所以我们也应当在我们的生活当中要除酵。
So let us also get rid of the yeast in our lives.
哦，不可以再犯罪。
And not to sin again.
我们来看哥林多前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书五章。
1 Corinthians chapter 5.
第六节
Verse 6.
五章六节，你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？第七节
7.
你们既是无效的面，应当把旧效除净，好使你们成为新团，因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。八节
8.
所以我们守着节，不可用旧效，也不可用恶毒邪恶的效，只用诚实真正的无效饼。哦，在这里啊，谈到逾越节啊，耶稣所注谢的啊，这个无效饼。
Here Paul talks about the unleavened bread that was blessed during Passover.
哦，是没有任何的效。
It was a bread without yeast.
哦，代表着哦，这个啊，新造的人哦，应当要没有罪哦。
And the bread without yeast represents a person that is born without sin.
因为耶稣他是无罪的神成为的人。
Jesus Christ was God without sin.
才能够替代有罪的人。
And he came as a man without sin to die for people who have sinned.
那既然神是圣洁的。
God himself is holy.
哦，要跟他联署成为一体的人也应当成为圣洁。
So in order for a person to become one and to be in God, we must become holy.
所以在我们信主之后，我们就要过着分别为圣的生活。
After we believe, and we must pursue a life of holiness.
不能够再犯错。
And not to sin again.
立志保守圣洁。
We must resolve to remain pure.
才能够与耶稣联合。
Only then can we become one with Jesus Christ.
在他里中，在主的当中有我们。在我们当中有主
Then we will be in Jesus Christ and he will be in us.
哦，这个是按理领受的第一点。
This is the first way we can partake the Holy Communion in a worthy manner.
哦，那既然这个所献的是无效饼
Since it was unleavened bread.
哦，那所用所喝的饮料当然就是没有效的葡萄汁了。
Then in the same way, the drink, the cup,was also a juice without yeast.
酒是发过酵的。
Wine is created only through yeast.
所以中文圣经翻成葡萄汁这个是对的。
And the Chinese version is more clear in saying that the cup was the grape juice.
有人说原文里头这个是葡萄的产物啊。这个字是葡萄的产物。
And some argue that in the original text,It said it was it's a product of grapes.
那葡萄酒是葡萄的产物啊。
And so grape wine is also a product of grapes.
为什么要用葡萄汁呢
？Why must you have grape juice？
感谢神当时在翻译中文圣经的时候，这些翻译圣经的人，神启示他们他们知道这个道理。
And we thank God that He granted insight to the translator in the Chinese version.
所以他们翻成葡萄汁，因为不可以发酵。
They knew that this was a day without leaven. Therefore, that product of grape must be a grape juice without leaven, without yeast.
所以今天呢，我们所用圣餐的材料就是无效饼，就是葡萄汁。
So in this manner, today you make an unleavened bread and grape juice in our Holy Communion.
再来，我们用一个饼，用一个杯。
And also, we use one bread and one cup.
我们同样来看，哥林多前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians.
第十章
，Chapter 10.
十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16.
十六节，我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所掰开的饼，岂不是？统领基督的身体吗？十七节。
17.
我们虽多，仍是一个饼，一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。在这里告诉我们， 我们都是同领分受耶稣的身体。
Every one of us partake in the body of Christ.
以及耶稣的宝血。
And the blood of Christ.
所以耶稣的身体只有一个。
And there is only one body.
我们用一个饼。
And therefore we use one bread.
然后掰开来分享。
And we break that one bread and partake.
我们用一个杯注谢之后，我们倒开，大家来领受。
And we use one cup for the container for the juice, and then we pour it out to partake.
那既然我们是同领耶稣的身体。
And since we all participate in the body of Christ.
那弟兄姐妹不再是你是你我是我啦。
And we're no longer separate beings.
我们已经成为一个圣洁的面团。
We have become one dough within the Lord Jesus Christ.
不再是一粒一粒的麦穗了。
We are not separate grains of wheat anymore.
我们去掉的去掉的壳，我们压碎了自己。
Our shells have been broken.
我们把自己的成见、主观通通去除掉。
So let us remove our egos and our own selfish views.
我们愿意能够破碎自己。
And let us break ourselves.
在圣灵活水的调和之下。
And to be mixed through the Holy Spirit and the living water.
在火炼金睛的考验之下。
And to be baked by the fires of trial.
我们成为无效饼。
And to be made into one unleavened bread.
能够呈现在荣耀主的面前。
So that we can be presented before the Lord.
所以当我们念主祷文的时候。
When we say the Lord's Prayer.
我们在天上的父。
We say our Father in heaven.
换句话说，我们都是他在地面上的儿女。
Which means that every one of us is his son or daughter on earth.
无论我们在社会上的地位多么有成就。
No matter how successful we are in the world.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are brothers and sisters.
如果今天奥巴马总统跟我们一起聚会，同样念着我们在天上的父啊。
Even if President Obama believed and he recites the Lord's Prayer saying our Father in heaven.
他也是我们的弟兄。
He is a brother.
既然是兄弟姐妹。
Since we are all brothers and sisters.
就应当要彼此相爱。
And let us love one another.
这个就是按理领受圣餐的道理。
This is how we must, partake the Holy Communion in a worthy manner.
我们再看哥林多前书的11章啊。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
保罗要我们按理领受主的饼主的杯。
Paul commands us to eat the bread and drink the cup in a worthy manner.
避免干犯主的身体主的血。
So that we do not sin against the body and blood of Christ.
除了我们按理来领受之外，保罗又告诉我们应当要省察自己。
And in addition, we must examine ourselves.
要省察我们自己才来领受主的身体主的血。
We must examine ourselves before we eat the bread and drink the cup.
那我们要省察我们自己的什么呢？
What must we examine?
首先我们要省察我们自己的信心。
Let's examine our faith.
人如果没有信心，就不能见神的面希伯来书那边告诉我们。
The Book of Hebrews says, "Without faith, one cannot see God."
今天我们领受圣餐。
Today we're here for the Holy Communion.
我们相信在传道的注谢以后，在灵里头已经是耶稣基督的身体跟他的宝血。
And by faith, we believe that after we give thanks, the bread and the cup is transformed into the flesh and blood of Christ.
虽然在物质上没有改变。
Materially speaking, they remain the same.
但是在灵里头我们相信他已经是耶稣基督的身体，耶稣基督的宝血。
But in spirit, we believe that it has been transformed into the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ.
也因着信心，我们深信照着耶稣基督的应许。我们在领完圣餐之后，末日我们要复活，我们得享在今生与耶稣基督联属一体的恩典。
And by faith we believe that after we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we shall receive eternal life, and on the last days we will be resurrected.
这是第一个我们当省察的，就是我们的信心。
So the first we ought to examine ourselves is our faith.
再来，我们还要省察我们的行为。
Let us also examine our deeds.
虽然我们受洗之后
After we're baptized、
哦、我们已经、蒙耶稣基督宝血的洗净
Our sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ
但是、啊、我们仍然生活在这个世界上
But we still have a life to live on earth.
我们还面对着多方面的考验跟挑战。
We continue to face temptations and tribulations.
有人说基督徒要面对几方面的考验挑战。
A Christian faces several challenges.
第一个，我们要面对这个世界的引诱。
We must face the temptations in the world.
第二个，我们还是要面对我们情欲的发动。
We must face, the temptations from the lust within us.
第三个，我们要面对魔鬼的攻击。
We must face the attack from the devil.
第四个，我们要面对神的试炼。
We must face the trials from God.
所以哇，我们在受洗之后，我们仍然要保持警醒。
So after we're baptized, we must remain alert.
无时不刻地省察我们的行为。
And always examine our deeds.
经常参加聚会。
Always attend services.
多多祷告，多多读经。
To pray and to read the Bible.
让我们属灵的、这个属灵的状况一直保持在最高峰。
So that we can remain alert in our spiritual, level.
维持属灵的敏感度。
To be sensitive in matters of the spirit.
经常保持警醒，免得入了魔鬼的迷惑。
And be watchful so that we do not fall into Satan's traps.
所以这个是我们应当啊哦要有的哦省察。
This is another thing we ought to examine.
所以在我们省察之后啊。
And after we examine ourselves.
我们心里感到平安。
If there is peace.In your heart.
我们、愿意在主的面前把我们、那些小过小错、向主悔改认罪。
If you are willing to repent of the sins and the mistakes you have done,
那再来领受。
Then we can partake the Holy Communion.
我们、不要吃喝自己的罪。
Otherwise, we will be eating and drinking our own sins.
再来，如果我们亲爱的朋友还没有在本会接受合法赦罪的洗礼，我们也暂且不要领受。
And if the friends among us who have not yet been baptized in our church in accordance to the word of God, we ask you to refrain for this time.
盼望您、在道理明白之后、接受耶稣基督合法宝血的洗礼、我们再来领受。
We hope that you can continue to study the word of God with us, and after you believe and are baptized, then we welcome you to partake the Holy Communion.
在我们按理领受、按理跟省察之后、这个保罗还教导我们应当要分辨是主的身体、
After when we、partake in a worthy manner and after we examine ourselves Paul further says we must be able to discern、
今天我们所吃喝的不是一般的食物、
What we eat and drink is not ordinary food、
是纪念主死纪念主的时所举办的圣餐
But we eat and drink in remembrance of the death of Christ
是按照主耶稣的真理来领受的
We eat and drink according to his truth
是经过我们省察之后才领受的
We eat and drink after we examine ourselves
说我们应当要立志、
So let us make a determination
我们要为主而活
Let us be determined to live for Christ
过去是为自己而活
In the past, we live for ourselves.
想到的是我要，我想，我认为。
Everything we think of is I want, I wish, I think.
现在要为主而活了。
But let us live for God.
是主想，主说，主认为啊。
It is let us live because God wants and God thinks and God says.
这是第一个我们要立的志。
This is the first determination we should make.
再来我们要立志传福音。
Let's also make a determination to preach the gospel.
我们之所以能够得到神的恩典。
We can receive the grace of God.
是因为有人白白领受白白的舍弃传讲给我们知道。
Because someone else had freely given to us what they have freely received.
我们也应当啊、把这样的恩典、跟还没有认识主的朋友亲戚同事同学邻居来分享
So let us also freely preach to our friends and families and colleagues and classmates
我们这一次、有这个小 baby 洗礼、
And we have、two babies who are baptized today
都是 主内的儿女、
And they are、children in the Lord
岂可放着不洗礼、
Of course, how can we not baptize them?
哦，如今啊，儿女已洗礼呀、啊。哦，现在儿女已经洗了礼呀、
啊。So、now that our children are baptized.
哦，世世代代得福气。
And our next generation are surely blessed.
哦，将来天国齐聚集呀、
啊。And then we will be gathered in heaven.
哦，所以盼望啊、我们主内的弟兄姐妹。
Right.For our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们多为我们还没有信主的家人来祷告。
Let's pray for our own family members who have not yet believed.
哦，啊，主耶稣会让我们在属灵的家庭里头来团圆的。
And it is the Lord, will of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can be reunited with our family in heaven.
第三个我们应当立的志向。
The third determination we should make.
哦，我们应当要仰望主的再来。
Is to...watch and look forward to the coming of the Lord.
美国不是天国。
America is not heaven.
如果美国是天国的话。
If America were heaven.
哦，那我们就不需要担心什么了。
Then there would be nothing to worry about.
哦，小弟来这边啊，觉得这里天气真好。
And when I come here, I see the good weather.
哦，这里啊，啊，很多哦，事情都非常的方便。
And it is quite convenient to live here.
哦，所以这个舒适的环境啊，有时候会让我们、哦、只想停留在、哦、埃及啊。
But a comfortable environment may make us wish to stay in Egypt forever.
哦、却忘了、啊哦、应当要出埃及啊。
And forget that it is God's will that we must depart from Egypt.
哦、有时候也让我们会像亚伯拉罕啊，会停留在哈兰而不愿意到迦南。
Or we will be like Abraham who...And stopped halfway and on his way and stayed in Haran instead of continuing to the land of Canaan.
神要给我们的是迦南，不是哈南哦。
What God wants to give us is the land of Canaan, not Haran.
神要给我们的是天国，不是美国。
And God wants to, what God wants to give us is the heavenly kingdom, not the United States.
哦，最近啊，这个地震非常的频繁。
And we have heard of many earthquakes recently.
哦，从海地，哦，智利。墨西哥、哦、昨天好像在所罗门群岛、啊、也有地震、哦、七点多级的。
From Haiti to Chile to Mexico and to the Solomon Islands.、
哦、这个都在告诉我们、啊、
All these signs tell us.
主来的日子近了、
啊。The day of the Lord's coming is near.、
哦、我们是不是预备好了
？Are we ready?、
哦、我们是不是仰望他的再来
？Do we look forward to his return?、
哦、所以、我们在领受圣餐之前。
So before we partake the Holy Communion,
我们要为主来立志。
Let us make a determination for Him.
好，为主而活。
To live for Him.
传扬福音。
To preach for Him.
仰望他的再来。
And to look forward to His return.
好，我们圣餐的道理就跟大家啊勉励分享到这里。
So this concludes the message of the Holy Communion.
好，我们现在就啊一起跪下来祝谢啊吴小兵。
Let us now kneel down and give thanks and consecrate the bread.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名祝谢无酵饼。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the unleavened bread.
主，我们感谢您在这次灵恩布道会的带领跟祝福。
We thank you for guiding and blessing our spiritual convocation.
感动多多的慕道朋友来参加，来听见你救人的福音。
We thank you for moving the hearts of our family and friends who can come here to listen.And learn the truth of salvation.
也感谢你的带领，让许多的弟兄姐妹来参加这场属灵的盛宴。
And we thank you for bringing brothers and sisters to share in the spiritual feast.
现在我们一起跪在你的施恩宝座前。
Now we kneel before your mercy seat.
我们为了要纪念你，我们举办圣餐。
We are gathered here.To partake the Holy Communion to remember your death.
祈求您让我们所有的弟兄姐妹啊，经常记着你为我们舍命的大爱。
Please help us to remember your great love because you gave your life for us.
明白我们是何等的有价值。
Help us to know how valuable we are in your eyes.
让我们不再拥有丑小鸭的心结。
that we would not think of ourselves so low.
羡慕在埃及的一切。
So that we would not long for the pleasures in Egypt.
主啊，也祈求您啊，让我们照着你的啊真理而行。
Oh Lord, we ask you to grant us the strength to obey your words.
帮助我们啊，能够有属灵的勇气跟智慧。
And help us so that we can have spiritual courage and wisdom.
主啊，我们现在啊将啊要来领受你的宝体。
Oh Lord, we're about to partake of your precious body.
也愿您的圣灵运行在我们所注谢的无酵饼上。
May your Holy Spirit move in this unleavened bread.
在灵里头成为你的身体。
And the Spirit transform it into your body.
也照着你的应许，当我们在领受之后，能够在末日复活得到永生。
And according to your promise, when we eat this bread,we shall receive eternal life and will be resurrected in the last day.
并且能够得享在短暂的今生当中，能够与你联署成为一体。
And in a short life on earth, we can become one with you.
主啊，我们这样深信，我们也这样的实践。
Oh Lord, we believe and we do this according to your words.
最后，我们愿一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣尊名之下。
May all the glory and praise and power be given unto your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen. We will take the Holy Communion when we take the Holy Communion. We will directly pray and thank you.
And when you receive the bread, please bow your heads and pray in silence and give thanks, and then you can eat the bread.
Oh.啊、我们请梁传道、跟、周执事来协助拨饼。
We ask the ministers to help break the bread.
好、等一下请、陈执事、Daniel 吴弟兄、Aaron 曾弟兄还有江亮弟兄协助分饼。
And we ask the above named brothers and sisters to help distribute the bread.
好、我们会众唱诗76首。
Let us sing hymn 76. Give thanks and consecrate the cup.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祝谢葡萄汁。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks for the grape juice.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们已经领受了你的身体。
Lord, we thank you that we have partake in your body.
我们也深信，借着你的应许，我们在末日都要复活，都要承受永恒的生命。
And by faith, we believe that we have will receive eternal life and will be resurrected in the last day.
我们也相信，在我们短暂的今生还活着的时候，能够得享与你团契成为一体的恩典。
Also believe that we will have become one with you and your blessings on this world.
主啊，我们也知道，虽然我们是你重价所赎回来的。
Oh Lord, we have been redeemed by you at a great price.
但是我们仍然有着肉体上的软弱。
But we still carry with us this body of that is weak.
魔鬼撒旦仍然处心积虑的想要把我们从你的国度再次的掳回。
And the devil continues to scheme to recapture us to him from your heavenly kingdom.
同时魔鬼撒旦也知道他的时日已经不多了。
And the devil himself knows that his days are numbered.
于是他气愤愤地下到了人世间来。
Therefore in great fury he came onto the earth.
他广行迷惑，群魔乱舞，以假乱真。
He came to deceive us, to make us believe in something false.
主啊，祈求您帮助我们。
Oh Lord, help us.
让我们能够看明你的真道。
So that we can see what is your truth.
让我们能够借着警醒的祷告，免得入了魔鬼的迷惑。
And let us, help us to be watchful and pray so that we will not fall into the devil's traps.
主啊，也祈求你的宝血不断的印币，不断的洗净我们小错小过。
And may your precious blood continue to cover us and wash us and remove the, our mistakes and our sins.
也保守我们不再犯错。
Help us so that we will sin no more.
也祈求你的圣灵来充满着我们。
And may your Holy Spirit fill us.
让我们能够有行道的智慧。
That we have the wisdom to live according to your words.
让我们拥有守道的勇气。
And to have the courage and strength to hold on to the truth.
能够立志为你而活。
And to be determined to live for you.
能够一生一世来服侍你，永不改变。
And to serve you and not change for the rest of our lives.
主啊，也祈求您来祝福我们圣何西所有的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, we ask you to bless the brothers and sisters of the San Jose Church.
无论在他们的家庭，在他们的事业，在他们学业上，都大得你的祝福。
And bless them in their family and careers and school.
也求你祝福圣何西教会的圣工发展。
Further bless your sacred work in the church.
能够在这个地方成为高举你的圣名，成为末世的明灯。
So that this church can become a place that raises your name high and become a lamp to the world.
让更多的人来认识你。
So that we can bring more people to come to know you.
来得到你的救恩。
So that they too can be saved.
与我们同享天国永恒的福乐。
That they too can enjoy the eternal blessing we have in the heavenly kingdom.
最后，我们祈求你如同刚刚一样，你的圣灵运行在我们所注谢的葡萄汁。
And ask you have done, and we ask you that your Holy Spirit move into this grape juice.
在灵里头成为你的宝血。
And in the Spirit transform it into your precious blood.
我们将一切的荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的尊名之下。
We give all glory and praise unto your holy name.
哈利路亚，阿门。我们弟兄姐妹等一下拿到杯的时候我们也是感谢直接领受。
And brothers and sisters, when you receive the cup, please bow your heads and give thanks, and then you can drink the juice.
我们请梁传道还有陈执事来协助分杯。
We ask the ministers to help pour the cup.
等一下请周执事还有Daniel吴弟兄还有这个江亮弟兄Aaron 弟兄来协助这个分杯。
And also the above name workers, please help distribute the cup.
我们会中继续来唱诗。
Congregations, let us sing hymn.
96首。
96. Let us read the scriptures, a passage for our newly baptized brothers and sisters.
作为从今以后应当遵守也当注意的事情。
These are words we ought to remember as we live a new life.
同时也再一次的来提醒我们所有的弟兄姐妹。
And also a good reminder for the brothers and sisters who have believed for a long time.
来看使徒行传十五章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章二十八节到二十九节。
Acts chapter 15 verses 28-29.
十五章二十八节，因为圣灵和我们定义不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。二十九节。
29。
就是禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了，愿你们平安。这是当福音传到非犹太人的地方。
The gospel had been preached to the foreign lands outside of Israel.
这些非犹太的基督徒为了是不是要遵守犹太人在旧约里头的一些律例诫命典章到耶路撒冷开的会的决定。
And this was a decision on whether or not the non-Jewish members must obey the Jewish laws.
在圣灵 的带领之下啊，在使徒们啊的共识之下。
And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the apostles came to a consensus.
哦，这些非犹太人的基督徒不需要像犹太人一样遵守旧约许多的啊这个律例诫命典章。
It was the will of the Holy Spirit that the non-Jewish members do not need to obey the Jewish laws of the Old Testament.
哦，比如说礼仪律啦，卫生律啦。
And some examples are the laws of the festivals or the laws of sanitation.
哦，但是仍然有几件事情是需要遵守的。
But there are a few things, a few requirements that they must observe.
哦，啊，当然除了十诫之外，这边特别提到。
In addition to the Ten Commandments.
哦，啊，第一个哦，禁戒这个祭偶像的物。
First, they are to abstain from food sacrifice to idols.
哦，刚刚我们都领受了主的杯。主的身体
We have just ate the flesh and drank the blood of Christ.
我们跟耶稣基督已经联署成为一体了。
We are now one in the body of Christ.
所以我们不可以再去吃鬼的筵席。
So we must not have a part with the feast of the devil.
哦，跟偶像有份。
To have anything to do with the idols.
哦，我们啊，如果是从哦国内来哦，从这个亚洲来的哦，我们。有回到我们家乡的时候，我们也要注意这一点。
For the members who are from Asia, when we go back to our homeland, and we must watch for this.
不可以吃祭拜偶像的东西。
We must abstain food sacrificed to idols.
如果有人告诉我们那个是拜过的
，If anyone tells us this was food that has been given to the idols,
我们就不要吃哦。
We must not eat them.
再来也不可以吃血。
And also abstain from blood.
勒死的牲畜因为没有放血，所以不要吃。
And also the meat of strangled animals because the blood has not been released.
血是动物的生命。
Blood is life.
在旧约血是用来献祭的。
And in the Old Testament, the blood was used to be sacrificed to God.
所以我们在这个烹调的时候我们尽量能够把我们所购买的这些这些肉品把它洗干净
So when we cook as much as possible, let us clean and wash the blood away from the flesh.
或许有人说啊，传道我再怎么洗还是有血水耶。
And of course, you might say, no matter how much I wash, there's a little bit of blood that remains.
我们只要不是存心要吃血。
But as long as we do not deliberately consume blood.
有些民族啊认为吃什么补什么
And there are many cultures that believe in various nutritional values of food.
认为吃血可以补血。
Some cultures believe that if you consume blood, it is good for your blood.
其实根据这个医学卫生来看呢，血液是很多传染病的媒介。
But modern science tells us actually that blood is the carrier of many diseases.
所以要。我们不可以吃血。
So let us abstain from blood.
再来不可以犯奸淫。
And also, abstain from sexual immorality.
什么是奸淫
？What is sexual immorality？
就是除了配偶之外，你跟第三者，无论是同性或者是异性，无论是自愿的或者是金钱交易的，发生了夫妻肉体的。这个性行为，这个就是犯奸。
Sexual immorality is to have sexual relations with anyone other than your own spouse.
我们组内的青年男女到了适婚的时候，可以请教会的长执、传道、婚介，帮忙我们介绍这个婚姻的对象。
When we're at the age to be married, we can ask the church workers or the marriage coordinators to help us to find a suitable spouse.
不要。像这个没有认识耶稣的世俗人一样自由恋爱同居试婚
But not act like the unbelievers who will live with each other and before marriage
这个希伯来书那边说婚姻人人都当尊重床也不可以污秽
The book of Hebrews tells us that we must respect marriage and not defile the bed of marriage
苟合行淫的人神必要审判
Because God will judge the sexually immoral
所以我们不可以犯奸淫，不要在这个事情上来得罪神，得罪自己的身体。
Let us not sin against God and sin against our own body in this matter of sex.
那我们这一次有两个组内的小 baby 接受洗礼。
And we have two babies who are baptized today.
我们身为家长的 也应当要负起教养的责任。
And as parents, we have the responsibility to teach them and bring them up in the Lord.
哦，特别是在宗教信仰方面。
And especially in their religious education.
哦，让我们这个主内的下一代能够在神的道上哦，能够到老都不偏移。
Help our children so that they will not stray from the Lord, and when they grow old.
哦，那我们如果能做到这几项。哦、平安就永远与我们同在。
And if we can do these things, the peace of God shall be with us.
感谢主的带领，我们圣餐礼到这里、全部结束。
We thank God, and here we conclude the sacrament of Holy Communion.
我们再来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a concluding hymn.
297首。
297。Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
And we shall let us kneel down and pray together.
这是我们这次灵恩会最后一次的祷告。
This will be the final prayer of the spiritual convocation.
盼望我们能够把握这一次的祷告。
Let us seize this opportunity.
好，让属灵的恩典丰丰富富的充满着我们。
So that we can pray for God's abundant grace to be showered upon us.
我们也请这一次新受洗的同龄来前面接受按手的祝福祷告。
We will also ask our newly baptized brothers and sisters to please come and kneel at the front to pray.
同样的，你要接受按手祷告的弟兄姐妹也可以到前面来。
And anyone who would like to pray and to be laid hands upon, please come to the front.
请教会的长子传道。来协助按手。
And our ministers will lay hands on you to help you pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
谢谢。奉主耶稣圣名祷告，好的哦，来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来来 感谢主洪恩，感谢主洪恩，主这样爱我实在定神，感谢主洪恩。
奉主耶稣圣名，做最后的时候来做几项的报告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I make some announcements.
首先我们感谢神带领我们这一次整个灵恩布道会的进行。
We thank God for guiding us through the entire spiritual convocation.
让我们在很多的事上都能够非常的顺利。
And so that we have everything has gone smoothly.
那弟兄姐妹也在道理上面能够得到一些的造就。